Living Through the Passover Pandemic. The Israelites of old wiped lamb's blood on their entryways, barred their doors, and stayed within the boundaries of their homes in silent submission to Christ's command until the fear of death was gone. Those who did not obey the Lord's orders witnessed the loss of their firstborn sons, a pandemic in Egypt. In Jesus' day, it appeared that even the firstborn son of God could be killed by the pandemic hatred of Christ. But through Jesus' trial, murder, and resurrection, he demonstrated the way in which we would joyfully leave the old symbol of hiding in houses to venture out into secure spiritual freedom and close communion with one another. Our true home is God consciousness, because the open door through which all ideas pass is Christ, truth. Is there a thing, a thought, or an influence outside of infinite mind? No. Every object or idea of creation is a product of mind. And it is conscious, alive, and unalterable. We cannot die out of life, nor can we become temporarily unaware of the principle that created us, because our consciousness is compassed about by divine love, sentineled by Christ. It is time to prove for ourselves and for all mankind that God's children are clothed with the impervious armor of God and therefore are immune to pandemic influences. Jesus assured us, "Of them which thou gavest me, I have lost none." It has long been a question of earnest import. How shall mankind worship the most adorable, but most unadored? And where shall begin that praise that shall never end? Beneath, above, beyond, methinks I hear the soft, sweet sigh of angels answering, "So live that your lives attest your sincerity and resound his praise." With divine love beneath, above, and beyond, all temptation dissolves, harmless and unknown.